You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish. And today we're talking New Year's resolutions for you and your furry friends. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hardworking ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our grain-free stews, the only pet food with Red Barn Bully Sticks.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish, and welcome to 2016. Did you know that according to Forbes, 40% of Americans make New Year's resolutions, but only a tiny fraction of us actually stick to those resolutions and follow through? 8%, to be exact, actually achieve their New Year's goals. That's such a small percentage. And what that means is that we all have really good intentions, but something, or maybe many things, keep us from actually making it happen. So some of the most popular resolutions are weight loss, improve your finances, maybe exercise a little bit more, get a new job, eat healthier, manage your stress better, stop smoking and or drinking, not taking on as much or learning to say no, which I think we can all learn to do, improve a relationship, maybe stop procrastinating so much, set aside time for yourself, start a new activity or hobby, or improve your habits. Or any combination of those. So this got me thinking, how can we set New Year's goals, which is what I like to call them instead of resolutions, for ourselves and also for our furry family members? So essentially, how can we use Fido and Fluffy to help us stick to our goals and actually achieve some of their own goals as well? It's a good question, right? So we know that dogs are used for therapy a lot. You always hear about dogs enhancing somebody's life, for one reason or another. So why not let them help us with working on whatever it is you would like to achieve? Maybe it's the most common resolution, losing weight. Maybe eating healthier in hopes of avoiding a health complication and just living longer. Is it exercising at least 3 days a week? What about meditating for better mental health? Whatever your goal may be, I will prove to you that you can actually involve your dog so you both benefit and you stick to it. Which is the key right there, sticking to it throughout the year and beyond. And just to add a little side note, I'm not against long-term goals. Who says you have to achieve it in a year? Whoever says that it's wrong and probably doesn't stick to theirs anyways. Okay, so the first goal you and your pup can set together is to be more positive. Also, being more positive will hopefully help you smile more. And it's a fact that smiling is good for your health. Every time you smile, you release dopamine, endorphins, and serotonin. And did you know that smiling is also contagious? Have you ever been around someone who's smiling and it causes you to smile or laugh for no reason? How about those little challenges where you're one-on-one with someone and you have to try not to smile while they're smiling? It's tough to do. And if you haven't tried it, you should try it out. And it's a fact that if you mimic expressions, positive or negative, you do it without even realizing it. So I don't know about you, but I'm almost always smiling when I'm around my three dogs. Almost always. I'll put a little disclaimer in there. Almost. They all have really different personalities, but they all make me smile and laugh in their own ways, even if it's something bad that they've done. Just being around dogs, animals in general, has proven to reduce stress and also increase positivity. So go ahead and be goofy with your pup and let the endorphins flow. Now, here's some ideas for you. You could take a funny selfie or do a dub smash with your dog. And if you don't know what dub smash is, it is so much fun with or without your dog. It's an app you can download And there's sound effects, there's lines from movies and TV shows, there's songs, and it's just a quick little video. It's meant to post on Instagram, so it's pretty quick, it's pretty short, and it automatically turns the camera around in selfie mode, and you can do almost like a voiceover. And so it'll play the line of a movie, a famous line from history, or maybe something from an animated movie, and you can lip sync it. And so, yes, I've done one with my dog. I've done several, and they're really fun and they're goofy. And you can either just keep it for yourself, or you can share it on social media or share it with your family and friends. It's a lot of fun. So try that out. So maybe take a funny selfie. You can dress yourself up, dress your dog up, and do a selfie or a dub smash. It's a lot of fun. Now, speaking of dressing up, you could always dress up yourself and dress up your dog. It doesn't have to be Halloween or a special occasion. You could put them in a costume, and that's guaranteed to make you laugh and smile. Okay, if it doesn't, then there's something wrong. You definitely will smile if you see a funny picture of yourself and your dog dressed up, or even anybody dressed up. You could play dress up and then go for an outing and watch people's reactions. That's sure to make you laugh and smile. You could download the Games for Dogs app on your tablet or your iPad and watch your dog chase what's on the screen. It is such a hoot, but just make sure you have a screen protector on. Hey, trust me, you will need it in this case. So if you have something that protects your screen of your iPad or your tablet, just make sure it's intact, because your dog will be pawing at the screen as they're chasing around the little mouse. It's an app that's just for dogs, but it's actually for the humans because it will make you laugh. Trust me. You could always teach your dog a trick and then perform it for family and friends. And if you don't live nearby your family, perform the trick and then get a really good video of it and send it to them or put it on social media. Who knows? You could even have the next viral video. You never know. So the key is to practice that trick, make sure that they're good at it, and then you can do a video and you can redo it if you need to. And that way it kind of takes the pressure off of, you know, doing it live. You could consider the clicker method as you're trying to teach your dog a trick. You can always look that up online. There's lots of information about it. Or good old-fashioned treats always work. So speaking of treats, if you decide to use treats to train and reward as you're teaching a trick, you should definitely consider making your own treats. Now, they're healthier. You know what goes into them. And in some cases, it can actually be more cost-effective if you're making your own. A really simple treat that's very effective is cut up turkey hot dogs. Yes, hot dogs. As you can imagine, they're something different than what your dog's used to eating every day, and they smell really good to them. So you could just cut up a hot dog into pea-sized pieces and then place them in a Ziploc baggie. And I like to portion them out. You can stick them in the fridge to use later, or consider making them ahead and then freezing and then thawing whenever you're ready to use them. So what I like to do is get the little snack pack Ziploc baggies, and I cut up a hot dog, and then I just stick them in the little snack pack, and I can throw them in the freezer, and then take it out that morning, and when we're ready to do some training, you can use the hot dogs. They're very effective. Obviously, you don't want to use hot dogs all the time. You don't want to overfeed hot dogs, because it might make them sick, upset their tummy a little bit, but they're really, really good for rewarding. Another idea is to cut up fresh strawberries into bite-sized pieces. This is a little bit healthier. Now, they're on the messy side, but they are healthy and tasty. And the key to training treats is that your dog must be able to consume them quickly so he or she doesn't lose the focus. And it shouldn't be anything really crunchy or chewy that they have to spend a lot of time on, because that will take too long and then the training moment passes. So every trainer I've spoken with and I've worked with has said they have to be able to consume the treat very quickly. It almost needs to slide down their throat. So you don't want anything too big and you don't want anything too crunchy. Okay, so cut up fruit is really good. Something that's almost mushy, even like a banana, would be really good. And there are also great training treats out there that are already made, but they can be a little bit pricey, especially if you're going through them pretty quickly. Now, the next resolution or goal is to improve your overall health. So this is a realistic one. This is one that we can certainly stick to, and I'll tell you how. So this might mean that you're starting an exercise program or you're simply watching what you eat. Now, why should you do this alone? The answer is you shouldn't. You can grab your furry friend and get started. Exercising can sometimes feel like a chore, but it really doesn't have to. For dogs, you know, plenty of exercise not only keeps their weight under control, but it can also help with behavioral issues. If they're bored and they're not expelling enough energy, they're more likely to get into trouble. And I'll tell you a quick story about trouble. My Sadie, who is a 60-pound boxer pit mix, she decided that she was bored one day, and she went into the bathroom, and she opened up a cabinet underneath the sink. Yes, she opened it on her own. Not really sure how she did that. Still haven't recreated it. She decided to pull out an unopened bar of soap and eat the entire bar of soap and part of the box. And then hours later, she decided to get sick all over our bed and all over the only carpeted room in the house. So that was a fun surprise to come home to after going to a holiday party. So soapy vomit, cleaning that up after midnight was not my idea of fun. But I have to say, she was probably bored. Okay, so in that case, you know, exercising with her earlier in the day probably would have kept her from eating the soap. So with that in mind, just think about if your dog is getting into some trouble and they're having some behavioral issues. Sometimes exercise is the answer to all of your problems. So you could try going for a jog if your dog likes to run. And there are plenty of breeds out there that love to run, and they do benefit from running and exercise just as much as you and me. But if running isn't really your thing, you could try another activity like going for a walk around the neighborhood. That's also great exercise. It's great exercise for you. It's great exercise for your dog. And it even requires some mental exercise for your dog. Walking or heeling next to you on a leash is a lot harder than you think it is. Your dog has to concentrate and exert a lot of energy when he or she walks nicely on a leash and isn't pulling or sniffing or trying to go after a squirrel. So it really does take a lot of concentration if you think about it. Now, if you want to step it up a bit, consider hiking. If you have trails nearby, a nice hike is a great bonding experience for you and your pup. Now, before you grab the map and head out to the trailhead, make sure your dog is properly conditioned for that level of exercise, and you as well. You can start out slow and gradually work up to longer and more difficult trails. But be sure to carry a first aid kit and know how to care for your dog if for some reason he or she gets injured. You can also pack enough water for both of you because you will need it. Now, running and hiking aren't the only ways to exercise with your dog. There are so many other activities that you can do together and also burn some calories in the process. If your dog loves chasing after something, think about going to the park and throwing a ball or a frisbee, or even in your backyard if you have the space. You're throwing, he or she is chasing and running, and it's a win-win. Now, for something completely different, if you live near the water, think about water sports or activities that you can do with your dog. Stand-up paddleboarding is an awesome exercise, and if your pup likes to be on the water with you, consider trying him or her out on the board with you. And now, this is something I've always wanted to try with my dog. I've tried it on my own, and I can stand up and manage not to fall, but adding a dog to the mix probably requires some practice. But if you are already an expert on the stand-up paddleboard and you have a dog who likes the water, definitely try that out. But you will definitely need to invest in a life jacket for your pup, especially if he or she can't swim very well. So just keep that in mind. Now, another water activity is kayaking. You know, just riding in the boat is a fun experience for both of you. And it's awesome exercise for you who's paddling. If he or she is a natural born swimmer, you can also let him or her paddle alongside next to you. But keep in mind, you'll need to be in an area where there aren't any known predators nearby. So I'm thinking alligators, crocodiles, sharks. Just try and stick to inlets and slow-moving areas without too much boat traffic as well. Now, if your pup seems a little bit nervous about being on the water, just be sure to work up to it and maybe let them stick a paw or two in before you take the plunge, no pun intended, and go out for the day. Because you don't want to be stuck out there and they're not having a great time, and then that makes you miserable as well. Now, the next activity is cycling. If you have a bike and a dog who likes to run, chances are you have a fun and healthy activity you can try out right now. Cycling can burn 500 plus calories per hour, and it will also build muscle. And there's a really neat device out there called the Springer, and it actually attaches your dog's leash to your bike and absorbs the force of sudden pulling, which is what I'm thinking one of mine would do. My Sadie, she would probably try and pull me in every direction if she was attached to a bike. But this contraption actually absorbs some of that. So it's a really safe thing to use. Now, this next one may seem a little bit silly, but it's actually very effective. Okay, so don't laugh, but rollerblading. I'm not sure when the last time you thought about rollerblading was, but probably wasn't recently. But it's a great exercise for you, and it's also a great way to burn off your dog's excess energy. So if you ever watch Caesar, sometimes you'll see him rollerblading with his dogs. So it really gets the energy out, and again, it's good exercise for you as well. But if you're not so good at inline skating, you might want to sit that one out. Or maybe just start practicing without your dog first, maybe in your driveway. Then you can work your way up to the block on your street and then maybe the entire street. But once you're confident, you can try adding your dog on a leash and then, you know, see what happens. Again, the key is to start slow. Now, another fun suggestion is a dog-friendly workout class. Yes, there are actually group fitness classes specifically for human and hound. And there are boot camps and yoga classes designed for you to bring your pup along. You can do a quick search online and it will tell you if these classes are available in your area. Now, if you live in an area where it's cold and you get lots of snow in the winter, consider snowshoeing with your furry friend. If he or she enjoys the snow, then chances are snowshoeing will be a fun and healthy activity. If you have human kids who also want to join in on working toward the health goal, think about planning a family soccer game in the yard and yes, include your pup. Think about it. Dogs love chasing balls. So why not put him or her on your team? It's fun for everyone. All right, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with more New Year's resolutions.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
It's designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. designerpetsweaters.com.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio Talk and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, I shared two New Year's resolutions for you to consider. I gave you some ideas for smiling more and increasing your positivity, and I also shared tons of ways to be active and healthy with your dog. Staying active is only a piece to the health puzzle. Eating right is also very important, if not more important. There are so many creative ways you and your dog can maintain a healthy diet together. And in the last episode, I shared a dog-friendly eat this, not that list of foods. If you think about making healthy choices for yourself, doing the same for your dog won't be difficult at all. Just think about changing your lifestyle a bit. It's more about lifestyle and less about diet, and that will actually make it a little bit easier to handle. Incorporate more fresh veggies, whole grains, and lean meats into your diet, and for the most part, you can do the same for your dog. Topping your dog's regular kibble with fresh carrots and green beans is an easy way to incorporate healthy foods into their diet. And also, if you're eating fresh, unprocessed foods, you may be able to cook a little extra for your pup as a treat. If you've cooked a piece of salmon and a sweet potato for yourself, both of those foods are very healthy for dogs, and I'm sure yours would be ecstatic if you shared your dinner. Now, if you're new to cooking for your pup, be sure to check out episode 1 for the do's and don'ts of what to feed your dog, because there are lots of foods out there that are not safe. There are a lot that are safe and very healthy, but there are some that you should avoid and stay away from. So check out that episode if you need some help. Okay, the next goal for the new year is to volunteer. Helping others is such a great way to give back to your community and make a positive difference. And the good news is there are tons of ways you and your dog can help give back to the community together. There are several programs around the country that will help you and your dog become certified to do therapy work. PetPartners.org helps improve human health through service and therapy animals. And there's something called Animal Assisted Activities, or AAA, and Animal Assisted Therapy, AAT. And both of those are great ways for your dog to help others. With AAA, your dog is simply helping improve the mood or promote socialization. And this type of work may or may not require certification. So think about that. It might be really easy to get involved with that, and you wouldn't have to do classes and get certified. But it's really up to the facility, so be sure to do your research. Now, some examples of this may be working with special needs children, visiting nursing homes and hospitals, or even interacting with military veterans to help them work through PTSD. And we all know that dogs have a very special way of helping us reduce stress and enjoy life. And allowing your dog to do this for others who may not be able to have a dog is such a rewarding feeling. Another volunteer activity is an outdoor or trail cleanup. Find your local conservancy or charitable organization that works to preserve your area and ask if their cleanup days are dog friendly. And in that case, you're volunteering your time for a good cause and getting in some exercise while enjoying the great outdoors. The best place to start is online to find an organization who can help you find a dog friendly volunteer opportunity in your area. So if volunteering is on your list of goals or resolutions for 2016, be sure to consider that and maybe try and find a dog-friendly activity. All right, so is traveling to new places on your list of resolutions? If so, why not bring your pup along for the fun? Now, before you make plans, travel means different things to different people. And recently, we did an episode about dog-friendly travel during the holidays, and I shared some tips and tricks for short-distance and long-distance travel. Now, when traveling with dogs, no matter the distance, the key to success is planning ahead and always being prepared. If you're looking for an adventure close to home, consider a weekend road trip. And as you're planning your trip, be sure to consider just a few things. Make sure your dog likes to be in the car, first and foremost. If not, then a road trip could be a real problem. So if you need to, test it out. Okay, if you don't know, if for some reason you don't know if your dog likes the car or not, then you should probably test it out by maybe driving around the neighborhood. Now, if he or she loves riding in the car as much as my three do, you won't have any problems getting them into the car, but you may have some trouble getting them out of the car when you get to the destination. Mine would rather be in the car than in the house. I don't know why. Even if the car's off, they like to just run out there and think that they're going someplace. They actually run to the door every time they think they're going somewhere. And it's really sad when they're not coming along. So we try and do short trips, let them ride around with us, maybe, you know, run an errand or two, because then they think they're really going somewhere. Now, be sure not to feed your dog before a road trip. That could get messy. You don't want any upset tummies. Now, think about your destination and where you'll be staying, and make sure to find a place that is dog friendly and knows you're going to have a furry roommate with you. There are a lot of hotels that allow dogs to stay overnight, but most actually require some type of pet deposit. So just be sure you know what the rules are before you arrive. Also consider renting a cabin if you're jonesing for an outdoor adventure. Then there's always real camping with a tent. Okay, there's glamping, which I prefer. So if you're staying in a nice little cabin, sometimes they do allow dogs. You just have to check that out ahead of time. But then real camping with a tent, not really my style all the time. That's definitely an adventure, and you wouldn't need permission for your dog to stay the night with you. However, be sure to check the pet rules for the campground. So if you are staying at a campground, they may have some posted rules about dogs. Chances are they will allow them, but they'll probably have to be on a leash. But just check that out ahead of time. You can either call or check out their website just to make sure. Now, if camping is not your thing, maybe consider taking a trip to a lake or a beach and having some fun in the water. We talked about water activities and water sports earlier. You know, seeing new places is always exciting, and I guarantee you'll have an even better time if you bring your furry friend along. Plus, you won't have to find someone to babysit or pay a sitter for your dogs. So you're actually saving money, right? Be sure to bring their favorite blanket or bed along so they have something familiar while away from home. And also their food. You know, you don't want to try any new food, so make sure you have enough for your stay, for however long you're going to be gone, and maybe even bring some extra because you don't know what's going to happen. You may be delayed for some reason. Also, packable snacks are also a good idea. Homemade jerky is really easy to make, and you can also pack it very easily, and it'll stay good. Maybe some chopped up carrots, sliced strawberries, some blueberries, and maybe some string cheese. Those are all great snacks for you and for your dog to share, so you're not really bringing anything extra. Put your snacks and plenty of water in a cooler, stick it in the car, and you're good to go. All right, well, that is it for our New Year's resolutions for 2016. I hope you can find something on our list that will improve your life and the life of your pups, and also have a little bit of fun. We are out of time, and we would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com. That's Christy with an I at the end. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.